WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset, your daily dose of wisdom to navigate this crazy world and come out on top. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, here to help you level up your life, one power move at a time. Today, we're diving into something crucial: setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting? Like a human vending machine dispensing kindness and support with no refill button in sight? Trust me, I get it. We're all programmed to be helpful, to please others, but that doesn't mean we have to sacrifice our own well-being in the process. Healthy boundaries are like invisible fences around your time, energy, and emotions, protecting you from burnout, resentment, and feeling drained. They're not about being selfish or pushing people away, it's about creating space for yourself to thrive. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited, right? Same goes for your life. Here are 5 power moves to help you establish those boundaries and reclaim your peace of mind. 1. Know your limits. This one's about self-awareness. Seriously, take a moment to reflect. What drains you? What makes you feel uncomfortable? What are your non-negotiables? Maybe it's constant late-night texts, always being the one to pick up the tab, or taking on projects that aren't your responsibility. Once you know your limits, you can start saying no with confidence. Remember, saying no to something doesn't mean saying no to the person, it means prioritizing your own well-being. 2. Communicate clearly and directly. Fake communication is a recipe for misunderstandings. When setting boundaries, be clear, concise, and assertive. You don't need to apologize or justify yourself. Just state your needs respectfully. For example, instead of saying maybe I can help later, try something like, I'm really swamped right now, but I can check back tomorrow afternoon. 3. Practice saying no even if it feels weird. It's okay to feel a little awkward at first, but trust me, it gets easier. Start small with minor requests and gradually work your way up to bigger ones. Remember, saying no is not a failure, it's a form of self-respect. 4. Enforce your boundaries consistently. This is the key. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. Don't give in just because someone pressures you or tries to guilt trip you. Consistency shows others that you're serious about your needs and expectations. 5. Be kind to yourself. Remember, learning to set boundaries is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, so be patient with yourself. Celebrate your successes, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, who's constantly juggling work, family, and social commitments. She's always saying yes to everything, even when she's already stretched thin. One day, she reaches her breaking point, overwhelmed, exhausted, and feeling resentful. This is where healthy boundaries come in. Sarah starts by taking stock of what drains her energy and prioritizing self-care. She learns to say no to extra projects at work, delegate tasks at home, and sets aside dedicated time for relaxation and hobbies. As she establishes these boundaries, she starts to feel a shift. The overwhelm dissipates, replaced by a sense of calm and control. Sarah's rediscovering her energy, joy, and ability to truly enjoy life. You see, folks, it's not about being rigid or controlling. It's about creating space for your own well-being so you can show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of your life. So, what's one boundary you're going to implement this week? Remember, setting boundaries is a powerful act of self-love and respect. It's about honoring your needs, protecting your energy, and creating a life that truly reflects your values. Don't forget to share your thoughts, your wins, your struggles. Let's build a community of support and empowerment together. Hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until tomorrow, stay stoic, stay strong, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.